Glendale Burbank Chapter Celebrates Its Active and Growing Membership by Susan Glass. What do you get when you combine a CCB chapter president with a talent for recruiting dynamic speakers, a legislative chair with wisdom and advocacy skill, and a warm, open-hearted membership chair who believes that everyone in the chapter has talent and accountability? What you get is the creative and oh-so-alive Glendale Burbank chapter. It's a diverse group, boasting an age range of 30 to 82, with occupations as varied as a former Broadway actor, a teacher, a social worker, a therapist, an attorney, an employee at the Braille Institute, parents, grandparents, the list continues. Congenial, hospitable, welcoming, and homey are the words members use to describe their chapter. One member has made others aware of gay pride, another of the challenges inherent in alcoholism recovery. All, of course, come together to grapple with the challenges of limited vision and blindness. The Glendale Burbank chapter of CCB has a core membership of around 25, but it's climbed as high as 38 and is currently on the rise. According to chapter president Artis Bazin, this growth is due to, in large part, to the efforts of membership chair Vicky Parker. Artis, who has been a member of CCB since 1999, says that Vicky is the most active membership chair she's ever encountered. "There's a lot of expertise in our chapter," says Vicky, who has retinopathy of prematurity and who joined CCB in 2007. "A lot of people have lived a long time with blindness. They have all this wisdom that they can share. We are more than a social club. We have a purpose. If we format our meeting a little differently, we can share information that might be more interesting to new members." And that's just what the chapter has done. At the end of each meeting, they allot a 5-minute spot to a discussion of technology. They might discuss Amazon Echo, or they might talk about household products such as a new blind-friendly washing machine. The important thing about these discussions is that members drive them. They bring their discoveries to the chapter to share. "The second thing that we're going to add to our meetings," continued Vicky, "is a consumer advocacy segment where, for about 15 or 20 minutes, a member shares a problem that she or he is having, perhaps something to do with accessing Social Security information, or maybe how to make airline reservations using websites that seem less than accessible. Other members share strategies they've tried that have worked in such situations." "We're all in charge of membership," says Vicky, "but we need someone to coordinate it, someone to keep it positive. To that end, the chapter has formed a membership committee consisting of 9 people. They hold breakfast meetings in Vicky's home. At these meetings, each person checks in with what he or she has done that month toward growing membership. Currently, this group has planned a membership drive that looks something like this. At the kickoff meeting, they'll review the history of CCB as an organization, and they'll talk about what CCB has meant to each of them personally. If a chapter member brings someone new to the membership kickoff, then that chapter member gets a ticket in a drawing for a free prize. If the new recruit joins, then he or she gets a ticket for the drawing too. Vicky also hopes to organize leadership seminars that focus on helping members assess their personal strengths and abilities and then apply those strengths and abilities in services to the chapter. One challenge faced by all affiliates is the balancing of members' local needs with the overarching needs of CCB. President Artis Bazin says that one way the chapter tries for this balance is by devoting meeting time to discussing items of interest that have been published in the California Connection during any given month. The chapter also sponsors at least 2 attendees at every CCB convention. Indeed, this is in large part where the proceeds of the chapter's fundraisers go. They hold 3 fundraisers per year, usually in restaurants. You need restaurants that allow blind people to travel from table to table or have a reserved area like the back area, said Artis. We tell people that the fundraiser hours are between 4 and 10 and invite the majority of the people to come between 6 and 8. In this way, they can socialize. As a number of chapter members are hard of hearing, Artis says they're also raising money for a new PA system. So, what challenges face Glendale Burbank? Certainly one challenge, says Artis, is in persuading people to run for office. I'm on my fourth 2-year term as president. It isn't that she minds the work. Throughout her tenure in CCB, she has served on the board for both the Greater Los Angeles chapter and the Burbank chapter. She's also been treasurer for the LA chapter and corresponding secretary as well. But like Vicky, she wants all chapter members to have an active stake in CCB. I asked my colleagues for suggestions on who they'd like as program speakers. This past March, at Teddy Joy Remhilt's prompting, Jeff Tom came and addressed our chapter on legislative matters. It's no surprise that Teddy Joy Remhilt suggested Jeff Tom as a program speaker. She serves with Jeff on CCB's Governmental Affairs Committee and is legislative chair for the chapter as well as its vice president. She loves helping out with Capitol Day and playfully refers to herself as a political junkie. When you have an aging membership, she says, or when members move or join other chapters, well, that all creates holes that new people need to fill. Both Teddy Joy and Vicky say that they joined the Glendale Burbank chapter at points in their lives when everything was in flux, and both drew strength from the welcoming community they found there. So keep up the excellent community building, Glendale Burbank. CCB is lucky to have you.